Hello, I'm Eric Gould with your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, March 31st. This is from Capitol Coverage. Governor Jared Polis says social distancing measures appear to be slowing the spread of the coronavirus in Colorado. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Before he ordered bars and restaurants to close, Governor Polis said coronavirus cases were doubling every 2 days in the state. But in a possible sign the spread is slowing, he says it's now taking about 5 days for cases to double.
That is still an extremely contagious virus, which shows why just closing the bars and restaurants wasn't enough. Doubling every 5 days is better than doubling every 2 days. But we really have to drive that further.
Meanwhile, Polis says his administration is still racing to get thousands of surgical masks, gloves, ventilators, and other pieces of medical equipment that hospitals need during the pandemic. The virus has killed more than 50 people in Colorado, including two in their 40s. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
And here's more from Scott Franz. Governor Polis says 51 people have now died from COVID-19. He announced the grim milestone at a news conference on Monday. He said that the state has more than 2,600 cases, with more than 400 hospitalizations. But Polis said it appears the virus is not spreading as quickly after businesses were forced to close.
We have successfully slightly delayed the peak. And slowed the spread with the steps that were taken with bars and restaurants. And as these additional measures roll on, we really, really hope that this has a bigger effect.
Polis said car traffic around the state is down 60% compared to the same time last month, and that the state should start to see the impact of his stay-at-home order by April 7th. And last today from Capitol Coverage, a small group of state lawmakers briefly returned to the Capitol Monday morning to extend their emergency recess during the coronavirus pandemic. Party leaders tried to find a way to prolong the suspension without having anyone return to the building, but they decided they needed to gavel in a session for a few minutes Monday morning without a majority of members present.
With nine present and 56 excused, the House does not have a quorum.
The move automatically extends the recess until Thursday. It isn't clear yet how much longer lawmakers will be away. They are waiting for the state Supreme Court to decide whether their session must end as scheduled on May 6th. Lawmakers still have to pass a budget before the session ends. And now for something a little different today on Tuesday. Here's a feature story from the Mountain West News Bureau. As the only full-time resident of the abandoned mine town of Gothic, Colorado, Billy Barr has been practicing social distancing for almost 50 years. He offers some tips.
Billy Barr is the only full-time resident of an abandoned silver mining town more than 12,000 feet up in the Rocky Mountains. It's Gothic, Colorado.
I'm the mayor and the chief of police. I hold elections every year, but I don't tell anybody when they are, so it works out really well.
And he wants to be clear, his tips may well be entirely useless.
It works for me. It quite conceivably wouldn't work for anybody else.
And full disclosure, he doesn't consider himself a true hermit. He occasionally interacts with skiers who pass through, he talks to his sister on the phone, and he works for the Rocky Mountain Biological Station nearby, which gets flooded with scientists in the summer. But the man has been living alone in a cabin in the mountains for many, many years. And in the winter months, he can go many days without seeing a soul. So, staying home during the COVID-19 outbreak?
Yeah, I mean, this is no change for me. I mean, I come into winter with almost all my food already in.
So without further ado, here are five recommendations. Number one, keep track of something. Barr started measuring snow levels in the 1970s, mostly because he was bored.
Everything depends on the weather. It controls what I did, and so I would write it all down.
He'd also write down when he saw an animal.
With the birds, especially the ones that arrive in the spring, it was exciting. It was like, oh my goodness, it's sunrise and I can hear robins.
Turns out, monitoring things that were important to his daily life had real value. His notes have informed dozens of studies on climate change. In the era of COVID-19, he suggests some citizen science, like a project that tracks rainfall across the country.
I would definitely recommend people doing that. You get a little rain gauge, put it outside, and you're part of a network where there's thousands of other people doing the same thing as you, the same time of the day as you're doing it. It's very interesting.
Number two, keep a routine. Barr starts early. He gets out of bed at about 5.
Up until a week or two ago, I would listen to the news every morning so that I could start every day either totally depressed or furious. That's always a good way to start the day. Now with the whole COVID and with politics and stuff.
He says he just can't. So he listens to old time radio instead. Then it's time to clear the snow off his solar panels and file weather reports to a bunch of different agencies. The rest of the day involves work and chores interspersed with skiing.
So I kind of follow a set time schedule. Sometimes I forget what day it is, but I know what time it is.
Most importantly, he says, reward yourself at the end of the day. He'll read, knit something, watch a movie, and then watch a game of cricket.
That's pretty much it. And it's pretty much the same day after day. Most of it I enjoy.
Recommendation number three, celebrate the stuff that matters rather than the stuff you're supposed to celebrate. For example, Barr has mostly ditched holidays and birthdays, but he does celebrate January 17th. When sunrise goes back to what it was on the solstice.
To me, that's a big deal because, like I said, I get up so early in the morning that the lighter it gets earlier makes my day a lot easier.
He also celebrates when he gets back from skiing 8 miles each way into the town of Crested Butte for supplies.
Town can be kind of stressful, so I save my favorite movies and I save my favorite meals and I save things to do. So when I ski back from town and I'm home, it's like, woohoo, big party time.
Number four, embrace the grumpiness. Sometimes he says it's kind of satisfying to be grumpy about something. These days, Barr is feeling especially grumpy because of, what else? The coronavirus.
Ironically, I have been in contact with one person in the last 9 days. That was 8 days ago.
And then that guy got sick.
I don't know what he has, but for the last week, I've been sitting around wondering if I'm going
to
get it.
Which brings us to his final tip, use movies as a mood adjuster.
Oh yeah, The Princess Bride's my pretty much favorite movie. I like Hugh Grant stuff like Love Actually, Notting Hill.
And he also recommends anything Bollywood. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Raylan Bichelle.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, March 31st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.